the answer to that question. Dan Anders says Rod Steele Fleetwood's a massive game in League Two. Graham Alexander under real pressure, especially if they lose that game. We'll be across every game on TalkSport over your sporting weekend, bringing you live commentaries. As you know, we'll tell you a bit more about that later, but it's Hull City, Stoke City, Aston Villa, Manchester United on the Sunday. But all the goals as they go in up and down the nation, we'll bring you them right here in the biggest sports radio station in the world. We'll continue our preview of the weekend of football. We'll have a look back at the Ashes. We'll do great commentary lines. We got Bob Mills goes postal. You wouldn't go anywhere else. Let's get the news headlines with Bella Shah.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Police have arrested two more men following anti-Semitic tweets after a Tottenham-West Ham Premier League match in October. Another man had already been questioned about the comments on Twitter, which police say referred to Hitler. All three have been released on bail. Four men are in court today in connection with allegations of football match fixing. They include two players who've been sacked by Brighton club Whitehawk FC. Blackburn have confirmed DJ Campbell won't figure in tomorrow's match with Millwall. He's been given time off after being bailed this week following his arrest in a spot-fixing investigation. A policeman's admitted a racially motivated assault on a club doorman after he and his girlfriend were refused entry. PC James Balneaves punched the man in the face at the bar in London, telling him to go back to where he came from. The 29-year-old, who's based in Brent, is currently on restricted duties. He'll be sentenced later this month. And QPR are planning to move to a new 40,000-seater stadium in Old Oak in West London. It would include a residential and commercial area, which Chairman Tony Fernandez told TalkSport is good news.
One of the great things about this is also that we're able to regenerate a large part of West London, creating 26,000 homes. So the community will benefit not only in a new stadium, but also a much nicer living area.
TalkSport weather with ATS Euromaster. Keep your windscreen clear this winter with an aircon recharge for just £29.99. Visit atseuromaster.co.uk. Exclusions apply.
Cloudy with some rain, but feeling mild with some sunny spells later. Highs of around 13 degrees.
TalkSport Sports Update with the Royal Navy Reserves. Fulfill your ambition of a life without limits. Search Navy Reserves online now.
Good morning, I'm Ian Abrahams. Day one of the third test in Perth belonged to Australia in the end. They were at one stage 143 for five, but they closed on 324 for six. Steve Smith remained unbeaten 103 half-centuries with David Warner and Brad Haddin. Arsene Wenger isn't worrying about his contract at Arsenal and when he'll sign it. His current deal with the Premier League leaders expires at the end of the season. There's been talk he's been offered a three-year contract worth £24 million. All Wenger would say today was,
I'm very relaxed and focused and committed.
Tomorrow they go to Manchester City with Joe Hart likely to be recalled in goal. He hasn't played a top-flight football match since October. Peter Schmeichel, the former City goalkeeper, told TalkSport this morning that manager Manuel Pellegrini has got the handling of Hart all wrong.
People have lost a bigger perspective here. Joe Hart is an exceptional talent. He's the England number one. Instead of enjoying the moment where a big player has been put out of the team, I think they should have supported him.
Massive 6 points were at the bottom of the table tomorrow between West Ham and Sunderland at Upton Park. The Hammers only outside the relegation zone on goal difference. Sunderland prop up the rest. Their former striker Niall Quinn spoke with the Sports Breakfast.
You know, you look at what it would mean should they go down there and get 3 points. It would be 2 points between them and West Ham, or if West Ham go and win the game, 8. Like, there's 6 pointers and there's 6 pointers, and as far as Sunderland's season is concerned, this is a massive, massive game.
Finally, the World Darts starts tonight at the Ali Pally with Phil Taylor aiming to win his 17th world title. More on the website, talksport.com.
Here, try this lot.
What is it?
Just try it. I'm thinking of serving it for pudding at Christmas.
That's lovely.
Do you think your dad'll approve?
Oh, who says you'll get the chance to find out?
2 for £6 on a range of Taste the Difference ice creams, including cranberry and caramelised orange at Sainsbury's. Live well for less.
Selected larger stores only, subject to availability while stocks last.
This is Weekday Mornings on the biggest sports radio station in the world, Talk Sport.
And welcome back to Colin Murray and Friends. My friends today is a man who's been in show business longer than Bruce Forsyth, Bob Mills, and a man who won two league titles with Arsenal, Perry Groves, and was sponsored by Wickes. And that means, of course, they are back. The steal of a deal is the they're now infamous, he's the two gang, 13 amp, white switch socket was £181. They're now only £1.61. You may as well go into a Wickes store and thieve them. They're that cheap. Hello. I probably don't recommend that. Brian Moore says, Perry Groves, that listening to the show is a mixture of quality control and bullying. He likes to strike a perfect balance when he's listening in. A lot of people saying about a result, yes, they don't like it at all. We do complain a little bit more in this show than I like. We do like a good grumble along the way. Right, we're previewing the weekend of football.
Carl, yes? let me jump in. Somebody was talking about the Rochdale-Fleetwood match.
Yes.
Down in the bottom division. I'll tell you the one down there, down at Gig Lane, Bury and Northampton, because both of those could be in serious trouble. David Flitcroft, who they out at the Barnsley, he's got the Bury job now, and Eddie Boothroyd at Northampton. And one of them is going to be, whoever loses that game is going to be looking at Christmas thinking, we could be out of this.
I tell you what, though, losing your job, right? If you lose, I'm not saying I'm going to lose your job, terrible time, and football doesn't care about the calendar. There's loads of examples of footballers, managers getting biffed on Christmas Eve.
Well, in fact, it does care about the calendar, and unfortunately, Christmas is the time that that's the time to make change. There's a transfer window in January. Let's get rid now.
And Bob mentioned Phil Brown last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
He's Southend manager. If you're a Southend fan, you know the Papa John's pizzas.
Yeah.
They've been on fire. Southend. They've scored at least two goals last six games. So if you want your pizza, it's brilliant to be a Southend fan. They're away at Torquay.
You were talking about clashes. What about Clash of Colours? You know, those games where there's absolutely no way both home kits are going to be out on show, because there's one in particular that is a really good game this weekend, and I'm interested to see whether you picked it without any sort of coercion whatsoever. Bob, Clash of Colours this weekend?
Well, the big problem for me, I don't know if it's on telly, but if it is, it won't be any point, is I like Pardew. I like what he's doing at Newcastle. And, this new guy who came in, and it was, it's a tragedy, they've got rid of Nigel Adkins, but he's Southampton on fire. The Newcastle Southampton game.
Stripes.
Because I've still got a black and white telly. I watch my football in the back room.
No way, Pedro. You can't still have a black and white. Don't do digital black and white telly.
Well, you just get a set box. Don't be stupid.
Bobby, you're joking though, aren't you?
No, I'm not joking. I watch my football.
Why?
Because there's a front room and my wife and my daughter, and they watch the telly. And if I want to watch football, lovely. Oh. I go in the back room and I've got my own telly and it's black and white. Oi, £49 a year for a licence.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you.
£49.
You love a pound note.
As opposed to 145.
Bob, you watch black and white TV to save yourself the 100 quid in a year.
Well, you know,
you take a 20 quid bet on Crystal Palace to win it.
That's a happy byproduct of the fact that I've got a good black and white telly. Why would I shift it?
And Fulham to win at Everton. He's gone double up, so it's 200.
It's a point to Everton, not to win.
You know
win.
What I want now? I want Palace and Fulham to win so you can go and get a decent telly.
Yeah, that's what you're going to invent.
I've got a decent telly. Listen, it's a 32-inch.
I'll make you a deal. Let's just cancel that bet completely, okay? If Crystal Palace get anything at all, I'll give you the draw as well. If they get anything at Stamford Bridge and Fulham get anything at Goodison Park, right? If that doesn't happen, you'll give me 20 quid. If it does happen, I will buy you a colour television.
Yeah, but would you buy the £145 licence to go with it?
Okay, I'll throw the licence in because it ain't going to matter. So, yes, I'll do that for you, Bob. So, just so when you come on the show, you can be talking about teams so you know which one is which one. And Southampton are not on a good run at the moment, just to correct you. It's the opposite, actually. Do you think the wheels are falling off, or do you just think it's the run of fixtures, Perry?
No, I just think they had a difficult run of fixtures. They drew 1-1 at home with Man City. Great goal from Osvaldo. I think their performance levels have still been good. You know, they just played a few of the top teams. So I can't see Southampton have any problems this season at all.
When I say they're having a good run, I'm talking about much longer. They're eighth in the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah.
In historic terms, that is a good run.
Over the season. Over the season they are. Of course, the draw with Man City was a good result. So they sort of steadied the ship a bit. Beaten by Aston Villa the week before. Beaten by Chelsea week four. Beaten by Arsenal week before. So as you say, taking on teams who are always going to give them a hard game. Clash of Colours for sorry, I'm just looking over Black and White TV. Clash of Colours, Perry?
Well, before I don't Perry know, answers, sorry, cut across you. Before Perry answers, I'm just going to have one little complaint. You know you can't buy your black and white licence online now. You have to phone up.
But I thought you'd want that.
No,
that's
I
the
don't.
Good old
I want
days.
The convenience of online.
Wouldn't you rather go and buy it at the post office?
Here's the thing. I thought, right, you only needed one licence per household. So your wife has to be watching black and white as well in the living room, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you this. You only need one licence per household. That's the great myth that's going to get a lot of people in trouble. It's per telly, not per household.
And seeing as that we're two blokes who've had kids who went to university,
we know about
TV licences. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
In student houses, you've got to have a different licence for every telly.
So did you treat Mrs. Mills to a colour TV or...?
Yes. Oh, I said, let's go and spend a load of money on a great big plasma screen so you can watch Gogglebox and come dine with me. Yeah, that was my plan.
Right, Perry, what have you got? Classic colours for me.
I've gone for green and white colour clash, which is Celtic against Hibernian. The only reason Hibernian, because they're like
Hibs.
Hibernian? Or they're called Hibes. The cabbage.
Oh, the Hibes.
The Hibes, or the, do you know they're called the cabbage as well?
Why the cabbage?
It's rhyming slang. Their fans is cabbage and ribs, Hibs. So it's like the cabbage. The thing that's interesting about Hibernian...
What? Cabbage and ribs?
Cabbage and ribs. The cabbage. So Hibes or the cabbage?
Hibes.
Hibes. Hibes.
Hibes.
Hibes or the cabbage.
Right, what's your
point? I'm telling you. Hibernian were the first British club to play in the European Cup in 1955.
Yes.
It was a invite-only competition, and they got all the way to the semi-finals. They lost 3-1 aggregate to Stade Reims, and Real Madrid beat Stade Reims in the final. So Hibernian, they were like the forebearers for us in the British Isles. In the
it's a great fixture, and on one hand you've got I Just Can't Get Enough and You Never Walk Alone, and on the other end you've got Sunshine and Leith. So musically it's fantastic as well. Bobby sitting down.
Yeah.
There is no doubt in anyone's mind of the hundreds of people who are tweeting it at the moment, Tom Lane and Richard Simmons and Gareth McCluskey and Jeff Miller and even Brian Moore. And there's no doubt in the minds of our producers, and there's no minds in the minds of the government website, which details this. You do not need a TV licence per TV. You only need one per household. And so you've been paying for a black and white license, not only a license you didn't need, you've been spending £45 too much, and you could have been watching colour TV.
Well, I think you're wrong.
We're not wrong.
Well, how come in student households they've got to have a separate... in student accommodation, you have to have a separate licence for each TV.
Unless it's because they're in halls residence.
Multi-occupancy, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's counted as you're being in your own...
Do you know what? Do you know what, Cole? Wait a minute. I'm beginning to see... I don't even pay my licence. I give my darling wife that £45 and she says, give me the money and I'll pop down and get your licence for you.
Well, I just want to let you know
and then
that...
comes back with jewellery. Wait a minute.
Listen, all I'm saying is, firstly, you're a grandfather. You're not a student, so I wouldn't worry about what students are doing. And everybody's getting in on this. Just got a text from Daley Thompson who says, no, Bob's entitled to a free licence now. He's over 75. Listen to TalkSport.
Colin Murray on TalkSport with Wix. Get down to Wix for new unbeatable prices, like Wix 400-watt telescopic floodlight was $29.99, now only $14.99. Hurry while stocks last.
Because you're the fittest girl in year 10. I got you some perfume by this Marc Jacobs guy. Not that you smell like a guy. You smell nice, but maybe this will make you smell really nice.
This Christmas, we have the lowest prices on the high street on over 100 fragrances. Boots. Let's feel good. Compared to the top four high street retailers, exclusions apply. Offer varies online. Visit boots.com for terms and conditions.
Together, I will get alone. Together, not be on my own. Together, don't need a credit score. Together. Just a guarantor, 1-0 to Amigo Loans, 1-0 to Amigo Loans, 1-0 with no hidden fees, 1-0. That's the one for me.
To borrow up to £5,000 over 1 to 5 years, come to amigoloans.co.uk. The all-new, good old-fashioned loan.
You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt and able to afford repayments. Repayment guarantor required, subject to status. Representative 49.9% APR variable.
We wish you a mini Christmas. We wish you a mini Christmas.
Here at the Ministry of Finance, we're delighted to bring glad tidings to the whole nation. Yes, festive offers on the entire range of minis. So why not pop some performance engineering in your stocking? Nip down to your local showroom and give yourself a mini Christmas and a thrilling new year.
Finance from Mini Financial Services, subject to status UK only. Guarantees may be required. Conditions apply. Ministry of Finance has no link to the government.
Ho, ho, ho!
Introducing the Free Bet Club from Skybet, where new and existing Skybet customers can get a free £5 bet every week to use across a wide range of markets. Simply place a weekly £5 accumulator with odds of 5-1 or more, and we'll give you a £5 free bet every week in return. The Free Bet Club from Skybet. Open now to new and existing Skybet customers. Over 18s only. Exclusions apply. Free bets non-withdrawable. Please gamble responsibly. Gambleaware.co.uk.
We are untangling lights all morning and a freezing afternoon on the roof. We are the pilgrimage to the loft for decorations and as many spare chairs as you can find. We are the fighting with sticky tape and the that'll do wrapping, and we are knowing it'll all come together in the end. We're a blend of the finest malts and aged grain whiskies, and we're proud to be blenders by trade. We are triple matured for a smooth, rich taste. We are White & Mackay. For the facts, drinkaware.co.uk.
Talk Sport, traffic and travel.
With GoSkippy.com. What's that, Skip? No dramas, just a great deal on your car and van insurance. Jump to GoSkippy.com today.
Through Bootle in Merseyside, the A5058 Millers Bridge is closed eastbound at Canal Street because of an oil spill. In Belfast, the A20 is closed. That's the Upper Newtonards Road. It's closed off at Grampian Avenue after an accident. And through Banbury in Oxfordshire, the A361 North Bar Street is blocked both ways at the Three Pigeons traffic lights. There's been an accident there. And through Lowestoft in Suffolk, the Yarmouth Road, the A12, it's now closed at Harris Avenue. It's after a water main burst. I'm Sarah Tilly with Talk Sport, traffic and travel.
Talk Sport, on air, online and on TV at Freeview Channel 723. King of Clubs on Talk Sport with Capital One, official credit card of the Football League.
Oh, yes, win a pair of tickets for the Capital One quarter-finals then, when Sunderland take on Chelsea at the Stadium of Light. That's the game today. We're giving away the tickets. It should be a cracker if the recent game's anything to go by. Talk Sport then, teaming up with Capital One to play this King of Clubs. So, a ridiculously easy question today if you want a couple of tickets for this one. Which of these is not a well-known nickname of Sunderland? A, the Mackems, B, the Black Cats, or C, the Addicts? If you know the answer, which you should do, text the word cup followed by a space and then A, B or C to 81089 before 11:30, please. So 14 minutes to enter, 50 pence for the text plus standard network chart rate supply. And it's TalkSport.com for full terms and conditions. One winner selected at random. And as we keep saying, they're for the home end only. So it'll be Sunderland fans we're looking to enter this chance to get a couple of tickets for that game. We'll have the winner later on in the show, all thanks to Capital One, official credit card of the Football League.
King of Clubs on Talk Sport with Capital One, the credit card that supports the supporters.
I don't mean to keep going back in this, Bob, but basically if there's a lock on a door in a student household where everybody rents out different rooms, as soon as they put a lock on the door which is advisable in student accommodation, it becomes a separate property and therefore that's why you need to buy two licences. How you put that together and thought that you needed to buy a license for a black and white TV in your kitchen while your wife is watching Come Dine With Me.
Do you know what, Cole?
It's amazing.
He's got a lock on his door, that's why.
Is that what you got? Keep your eye, Bob?
Unfortunately, it's on the outside.
Right, now what we do is we talk about a big Premier League football. We've talked about League One and League Two. We might get a bit of Championship in a little bit later on, so we're not divisionalist in this show. And what we've been doing in our football preview at the end is we always sort of look at a league that many people might, you know, no games are live in television, but it means as much to the 3,000-5,000 people who are turning out to see those games, or maybe more. So we have trolled leagues all over the UK, but we've never done a Sunday league, and we just thought, well, why not? Why would we not do a Sunday league? So that's exactly what we're going to do today. So this could be you, because we haven't said what it is. So if you play football just for fun, you might be hearing yours any second from now. Cue the music. If you play your football in the Manchester Amateur Sunday League, we're going to go through your fixtures now. Perry Groves.
In Mikey Williams Premiership, which is obviously the top division, Woodsend Athletic are playing against Joshua Brooks. So I don't know if just one bloke is playing against him. That's a mid-table clash, 7-8. In the Mike Goldston Division 1, Manchester United Ability Counts are playing Parkway Dynamo. Big game for Parkway Dynamo. They're third position, going for promotion. And then when you look through, there's a Division 2 and Division 3. So they just think we can't be bothered to give the Division 2 and Division 3 any names.
Yeah, they're not sponsored, obviously. Yeah. But up in the top division, there's a huge breakaway. Moss Side and Davy Hume have got 21 points. I think the team in third place has got 10 or 11 and has played three games more. So it's a two-horse race. Now, Moss Side aren't playing this weekend. Oh. So Davy Hume could take the lead. They could go top. They're playing Fallowfield, which holds, of course, an immortal place in the history of British football, English football, Fallowfield, which is...
They're going to tell us.
Anyone?
No, I don't know, mate.
It's one of the few venues outside London that's ever hosted the first, you know, the FA Cup final, not a replay. In 1893,
no.
In 1893, Wolves beat Everton 1-0 in front of 45,000 people at the old Fallowfield Stadium in Manchester.
You see the history that comes with these clubs just that are playing, and as we said, they're just playing in the Manchester Amateur Sunday League divisions. And you know what I love about them? You know what I love about them, Bob? Do you know what I love about them, Perry? Is you just have the ability to give your team any name. And more often than not, you pick a team who everybody knows around the world, and that's your team. So, for example, I give you in Division 1, River Plate Reds.
Yeah.
Taking on the Turnpike Pirates. What about this? Inter Manx. I love that.
I used to play against a team called Internazionale of Dalston. But my favourites are this. Manchester United, David Moyes, all them 80,000 people, big United supporters. You think you've got problems. The Manchester United Supporters Club have got an A team and a B team in this league. They've got 3 points between them.
The reserves, Manchester United Supporters Club reserves, are taking on Fallowfield United. There's two teams of Fallowfield, great rivalry. There are separate pubs, GM Hurricanes, Real Victoria, Green Park United against Chorlton Athletic, Joshua Brooks, as we said, reserves against Firbank. Mancunian Wave.
Mancunian Wave.
Against Davy Hume Park A. Old Ashburnians AFC against Albion Rovers. And here's a game that'll make you dance. Alka Rangers are away to Motown. That is a Sunday league to be proud of. They'll go out on a Saturday night. They'll have a laugh. Yes, there'll be a few piles of liquid at the side of the pitch, no doubt, from someone who overdone it the day before. But why not put them in the same level today as Manchester City, Arsenal and the Spurs, Liverpool? That is your Manchester Amateur Sunday League. This weekend, good luck to all involved.
TalkSport Ashes Review with Bombardier Beer. English, ever reliable and damn tasty. Bang on!
It is indeed. Hooking was the name of the game, or wasn't, as the case may be, at the Wacket in Perth for day one of the third Ashes Test. England fighting for their lives in the series, 2-0 down. And at one stage, the Aussies, who won the toss and elected to bat, were 144 for 5. But from then on in, it was Haddon and Smith again putting on a bundle. Haddon eventually went. Again, Hooking for some reason. Smith is still in with over 100 at the moment. More wickets fell, but it finished at 326 for 6. Smith is the hero. And he was asked about whether they'll be taking the new ball.
I think it's still pretty consistent, though. It was a little bit tennis ball-y at the start of play today, so it sort of started to flatten out a bit later in the day. So it's going to benefit our bowlers when we get a chance, a nice fast pitch. You can be pretty confident that the ball's going to go over the stump, so you can leave on length a bit. And I think I did that pretty well today, and when the ball got full or short, that's where I started to cash in. I'm sure a few of the boys weren't too happy with the shots they played to get out, but, you know, that's cricket, and I guess today we've spoken about it. They had their day the last couple of games, and I've missed out. And today I was pretty keen to cash in, and I'm pretty happy with where we're at the moment. I'm sure it's going to be tough fielding. So, yeah, look, we've got to hydrate and get all those things right and be ready to go.
That's the thoughts of Smith. Perry, it, at the top level of any sport, there's still that incredulousness from fans who can't do what those guys can do, who don't have the ability to do what those guys can do. But you can't help question, as Geoffrey Boycott called it, dozy shots.
The thing is, I think England in particular, obviously Mitchell Johnson's, you know, a very quick bowler, likes to pitch it in short. I think out of the 40 dismissals, 21 of England's dismissals have been down the leg side where they've been hooking or they've been or pulling. So, and my two boys played quite a bit of cricket when I was younger. I don't know a lot about cricket, but my dad always said to me, and I told him, play straight, play straight. Any ball that comes to you, play straight, at least in the early part of your innings. You know, when you've got your eye in, then your timing's there. Then you can start sort of manipulating the ball, but you don't want to just give your wicket away. And it's just bit, I think it's lazy shot selection.
Yeah, who's the player? It happens in football as well. You've got somebody that can do things with a ball we could only dream of, Bob and I, but you must have played, maybe you were the person, or maybe it was someone that you played with that you thought, for all the ability that you have and all the talent, why do you continue to make that one stupid decision?
Me in particular? I think as you get older, you should make less bad decisions because you should be more experienced. And you can understand when younger players make a mistake. But all the top players, they make the mistake once and then they learn from it and then they don't repeat it again. And we had the conversation about wingers on Mondays. They're just, by their nature, erratic with their form. And they can be feast or famine. I think one of the most frustrating players that I played with was Anders Limpar. For one season at Arsenal, he was unbelievable. He was chipping goalkeeper from 30 yards. He was beating 5 or 6. The next season, he just wasn't that interested. Yeah. And you just think, someone as good as you, who's brilliant with both feet, the next season, if he just lost a bit of contrary football, while I won you the league title last year, I'm not really bothered this year.
Do you know what mine is? Getting the corner past the first man. Sometimes I watch games and the same player, I'm not going to name any, the same player, there was a game last weekend I was watching live and the same player, four corners in a row, didn't get it past the first man.
Getting the corner past the first man. And here's the other one, the quick free kick. Referee blows up. So puts it, but you can see in his head, I'm taking a quick free kick. No, why? No one wants a quick free kick. No one's in position for a quick. No, it's not like Thierry Henry where someone's running to a channel. Oh, there you go. Now you've given it back to him. Well done.
Yeah. There's a few tweets coming in at the moment. We should definitely get through. Bob, a fellow Bob Beach has got in contact to say your black and white TV would be fine if Newcastle and Southampton wore their home kits at the moment, because of course the famous Southampton stripes are no more, Bob. It is a pinstripe.
Oh, it's a pinstripe, so, yeah.
Yeah, which is something that sort of happens. We mention it in the show.
Still very chicken, Jack Cole. It's with his missus on the roof of the aerial. If it's bad, you know, like signal coming through.
Do you think he sends his missus up?
Yeah.
Sit up on the roof to fix the aerial?
I have a digital box.
Oh, okay. Don't try and be all mod con now when you know that Bob Mills goes postal's coming up in about 10 minutes from now. And Gordon just wants to know, Bob, are you sure you haven't got an LCD telly and you've just turned the colour off? Because no, but he makes a good point. But oh, bless you, Bob. He makes a good point because if you can put a digital box in the TV, it cannot be a black and white TV originally.
It's not a digital box. It's a special box. You have to get a special box.
Is it a magic box?
Oh, shut up. I should never even tell.
Was it advertised for in a Reader's Digest? Is that what you got it, Bob?
It was at the back of the Express.
All right, Bob Mills and Perry Groves with me on a Friday. We previewed your weekend of football, although it will come up a lot more later in the show. And for some silly reason, for people who don't tweet in and at Colin Murray, for people who don't text in 81089, for people who do not know their hashtags from their emoticons, you can write letters to the show when Bob Mills goes postal. We open them every Friday. I can't believe it's still going as we get towards Christmas. I can't believe how successful it's been. So we'll have to put up with those as well again today. We're also talking about the greatest commentary you've ever heard. We did it yesterday for the phone-in, and so many callers were so emotionally attached to it, and we had so many waiting that didn't get on air. We thought we'd do it again. From Faraz, who's partially sighted and was talking about just how important it is to him to have descriptive, brilliant commentary, right through to some of the obvious names. But we didn't have anyone on air talking about Sid Waddell, about Murray Walker. They were waiting in the wings. It would be a crime not to do it again, so we'll do that at 12 o'clock.
Colin Murray on Talk Sport with Wix. Strike while you can with new unbeatable prices at Wix, like the Makita 10.8 volt lithium iron drill, now only $79.99. Hurry while stocks last.
Together, I will get alone. Together, not be on my own. Together, don't need a credit score. Together, just a guarantor. 1-0 to Amigo Loans. 1-0 to Amigo Loans. 1-0. With no hidden fees, 1-0. That's the one for me.
To borrow up to £5,000 over 1 to 5 years, come to amigoloans.co.uk. The all-new, good old-fashioned loan.
You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and able to afford repayments. Repayment guarantor required, subject to status. Representative 49.9% APR variable.
Don't miss the festive fixtures coming to BT Sport. On Boxing Day, we've got our first doubleheader with West Ham versus Arsenal, followed by Liverpool away to Man City. Then set your alarm for 3 p.m. on New Year's Day as Southampton take on Chelsea before Manchester United face Tottenham. If you just can't wait for these, join us on Saturday the 14th of December when Man City take on Arsenal, all exclusively live on BT Sport. £12 a month on the Sky digital satellite platform or free with BT Broadband.
UK residential customers only. Online requires 400 kilobits per second. BT Broadband for new customers from £10 a month plus £15.99 line rental. 12-month contract and terms apply. Sky platform requires 12-month contract, and if you don't have BT Broadband, a £15 activation fee.
Thanks for joining us. Big sports news just in. Gary.
Thanks, Barry. To celebrate Underfloor Heating joining their team, HEP2O, the big name plumbing brand, are launching their big match promotion.
That's right, Gary. Every week they're giving away a pair of VIP English or Scottish Premiership football or Aviva rugby tickets, plus hundreds more prizes.
But, sir, how do they win, Barry?
Simply pick up a HEP2O big match ticket at the local merchants.
Unmissable, Barry.
Yes, Gary.
Terms and conditions.